And now let's talk about the realities of our capacity to accept new clients.
Your personal speed of light, the frame rate of your universe, is defined by the number of hours in a day, and the number of days in a week, and the weeks in a month. As a Wizard of Oz partner, your limited inventory is time.
Think of the number 4 as the frame rate of the universe.
E equals MC squared. E, energy, nuclear power, is determined by M, mass, the growth potential of your client. C squared, the speed of light times the speed of light. Lead partner strategist, if you play just one role, if you're the lead partner strategist only, you can do a good job for 16 accounts. If you are focused and have no other responsibilities.
To exceed the speed of light is to begin going backwards.
Again, we're talking about quality control. We're talking about client retention. We're talking about maintaining our reputation instead of eroding it. 4 groups of 4 accounts times 2 meetings a month mean that you will have 8 Zoom meetings each week, every week. Let's assume you have 2 Zoom meetings a day, Monday through Thursday. You will need time to prepare for each Zoom meeting, then have the meeting, and the next 2.5 hours will be available to complete all the work you need to do for that client. You cannot realistically lead, direct, strategize for more than 16 clients and stay in touch with each client 2 times a month, plus conceptualize, refine, research, and communicate your guidance to the rest of your team. Thus, 16 clients equals the speed of light times the speed of light. With 16 accounts, a lead partner is essentially harnessing the speed of light to create nuclear energy for their clients. But for the sake of argument, let's assume your clients can be managed with only 1 meeting per month with you, their lead partner strategist. You can now have 32 clients. 1 Zoom meeting per month for 32 accounts would require 8 meetings per week in a 4-week cycle. This would be 2 Zoom meetings every day, Monday through Thursday, every week. And then there would be all the interaction with the other team members on those accounts, conferring with them, and the review and approval of their work so that it could be presented to the client for final approval. Could such a thing be done? Maybe. Could you keep those 32 clients happy? Maybe. Would it be exhausting? Absolutely.
Writers.
Writers need only 1 Zoom call per month with each client. We are calling 4 weeks a month because Zoom calls are always scheduled on the same day of the week. In this case, on a once every 4 weeks basis. This gives a writer who has no other responsibilities a potential of 20 clients, having an average of just 1 Zoom call per day each Monday through Friday and every 4-week cycle. The balance of that day will be all the time they have to get a month's worth of work done for that client. If several clients are in the same category, or if a number of your clients are low maintenance, a writer might possibly stretch to 24 clients.
A good reputation is more valuable than fine perfume. Solomon in Ecclesiastes 7.
A good reputation is built upon a string of successes. A bad reputation is built upon a string of failures.
What if you were the lead partner / strategist and the writer?
Can you wear 3 hats and look good doing it? If so, there's a chance you will need no one but a media buyer. This was the original Wizard of Ads business model, and it's all I've done for more than 40 years. So I can tell you with certainty that 12 clients is the speed of light. Build a reputation for success. Then you can begin making a second fortune on the side as a marriage broker. Roy H. Williams. Roads have speed limits. Elevators have weight limits. Classrooms have student limits. Restaurants and bars and churches and ballrooms have occupancy limits. limitations make for a smoother, better, safer experience for everyone involved. Sell the shortage. When you have all the clients you can realistically handle, that's when everyone, everywhere wants to hire you. It's easy to make money as a marriage broker when you are not saying, "I won't work with you," but saying instead, "I can't work with you." A marriage broker finds the perfect lead partner strategist for an account, then makes sure the business owner and the lead partner feel good about each other. The marriage broker then steps entirely out of the picture and disappears. The team will be assembled by the chosen lead partner. As a marriage broker, you can easily make more money than you can spend, but you cannot be the lead partner on an account unless you personally provide overwhelming energy and direction to the client and to your partners who serve that account. The lead partner is vitally important in the Wizard of Ads system of serving the client. One more time. We're talking about quality control. We're talking about client retention. We're talking about maintaining our reputation instead of eroding it.